Scott, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being on with me.
I'm so excited to be here.
Seriously, so stoked to have you on. I'm so excited to have you talking about this project you've been working on, because I feel like it's so relevant to having a more happy life.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it all started with tacos.
Tacos. Exactly. Who would have thought, right?
Tacos. Oh, man. You know, this is kind of making me hungry, but
oh my gosh.
We have so many interactions with businesses every single day. And, you know, how many of those interactions make us happier, right? And I think this is what you are all about, this whole concept, right? And so I want you to tell us a little bit more about the interviews you've been doing lately and how that relates to your passion for providing customers with a more happy life.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's an amazing and been a super interesting journey for me to learn over the years about the power of creating an extraordinary brand and customer experience that really helps not just create like you said, actually, a more happy life for everyone involved, not just the customers, but for the team members, for the vendors, the partners, or even anyone that has any sort of interaction with your company, with your brand, with your organization, your family, whatever it is. And what I've found in my experience over the years is that if we can, as leaders, or what I even like to refer as brand stewards. So all of us really kind of have a brand stewardship over our family brand. You know, like Jeff Bezos says, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room.
Yeah.
You know, what are people saying about the Procter family brand? You know, like what do they say about you guys? They're like, they're the happiest people on the planet. They're like super sharp. They're way fun. I love being with them. Yeah. What are they saying about you? What about your personal brand? And of course, all of us to some extent are involved. I mean, all of us have a personal brand, but all of us have a certain level of brand stewardship over organizations that we're involved in from a volunteer perspective, whether that's a church or a nonprofit organization. And then we, for those of us that are running our own businesses or involved in strategic direction of our businesses, we have brand stewardship over an influence over how we are, the type of experience that we're creating at every touch point that people have with us. So I love what you say, where we have, you know, thousands of brand interactions every day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you and I sitting here, we're probably interacting with maybe 100 brands right now, whether they're on our bodies or we're looking out the window and all of these brands, and we're developing thoughts, feelings about these brands based on this moment of interaction that we have, and like the compilation of all of the interactions that we have with brands. And then based on, like, there's a statistic that's like 70% of us buy based on how we feel about a brand. And so you think about
experience.
and the connection that you feel, or how reflective that brand is of your own ethos, your own personal ethos, or your own values. And so as brands, we have this opportunity and really responsibility to craft a better experience for people and connect with them in meaningful ways that that can really uplift, and in very simple ways too. You know, it's the reality is your company has a brand and a customer experience regardless of whether or not you're involved. So as a conscientious, as a conscientious, forward-thinking, involved, you know, caring leader, a servant leader, we all have the opportunity to get more involved in the very deliberate crafting and architecting of a meaningful experience that can make a difference in people's lives and create and really help you leave a lasting legacy as a force for good in the world and make the world a better place. Like one, you know, taco at a time. One, I'm just looking at what else we're seeing here from the window here. One, like, ice cream or soap.
Yeah, yeah.
Piece of soap, or there's, you know,
One bank transaction. Exactly. At a time.
Bank transaction. Seriously. Yeah. It's so true.
No joke.
Every single opportunity. We just got done with dinner and there were hundreds of people in there eating with us. All of those represented amazing and multiple opportunities for people to impact our day, help us feel important, valued, loved,
right,
worthwhile, worthful. That we're living in a society where there's such a need. So we're at the highest levels of anxiety, of depression, of even suicide that we've ever seen in the world. And we have an opportunity and a responsibility to uplift and to help people have like what you are trying to do and inspire is to help everyone have a more happy life. And that's where I think like you and I feel so much alignment with our objectives and our goals. And I'm attacking it from the taco and the business side and we can talk more about that, but we're all just trying to make the world a better place and increase levels of happiness. What could be more important, you know?
I completely agree. I mean, you know, one little interaction can change your whole day for the better and can make you feel like you said, worthful, right? Like
yeah.
It can make you feel like
totally.
Today was worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Even if like you're going, having a hard day at work or, you know, you're whatever it is, like you come and you have this like business interaction, you know, buying your cheese quesadilla, you know, like, and like that could affect you one way or the other.
Totally.
And I mean, how many interactions, business interactions do you remember that are like really positive?
Yeah.
And I think you're probably pretty biased because you're looking for them.
Right. I am on the lookout. I can't take those glasses off.
Yeah.
That is all. It's always happening. And it, I love it because,
which I love.
What I see with that is that like, there's a statistic that was recently shared. Ryan Smith at Qualtrics shared this, that 80% of CEOs think they're nailing the customer experience. They think they're creating a positive customer experience.
Yeah, no, that's.
And in reality, only 8% of their customers agree.
That's
and so to your point, like we, as customers, you know, when we say, how was your flight? You're like, well, I'm alive. I got here.
right.
You know, you're like, that's the bottom line.
I mean,
if like, if it was mediocre or, then we're like, don't even mention it. If it was terrible, we're talking about it. And if it was over the top, amazing, something they like upgraded us for free or, you know, we got an extra bag of like 3 peanuts or whatever it was. Like we may be talking about that or someone was especially kind or whatever happened. But those, but to me, all of that statistic of the 8% and then you mentioning that so few of our interactions are really remarkably positive, it's an amazing opportunity for business leaders to stand out and for business leaders to create a company that sets themselves out apart from the crowd. And they can differentiate themselves by creating an experience that is extra special, extra personal, where, and even in this, like I ran a couple of nursing homes for a while and, you know, I mean, the expectation in a nursing home is like so down in the dumps that we would just start with like telling and helping our team smile and have eye contact and call people by name instead of number, which was a personal pet peeve of mine, you know, like, you know, room 5B or bed 5B needs an IV or whatever. It's no, that person's a human being. Like I just, I mean, just recently it was, this was like driven home to me in a very personal way. My father had a severe stroke about 6 months ago and I'll never forget, at the very beginning of when this was happening and he was getting ready to be transferred from the hospital to a nursing home and being on the other end of that interaction myself, has been in, instructional to say the least and informative and heart-wrenching. And so I remember I was on the phone with an insurance agent and trying to figure out the transfer. And the insurance agent kept referring and saying, well, your bed needs to move from the hospital to the nursing home has a bed available, and your bed needs to move from the hospital to the nursing home, and kept referring to my bed. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Can you, are you referring to my dad? And she said, yeah, your bed needs to move from what? I'm like, whoa. I'm like, wait a second. This is, this is my father.
Yeah.
Like, please don't ever refer to my father as an inanimate object.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I love this man.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do. He's a human being. Don't ever refer to him as an inanimate object again, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is that, unfortunately, is the world we live in. Fortunately, we are in a transition where forward-thinking leaders, where caring leaders are embracing this like rehumanization of business and moving from a transactional, informational economy into one that is relationship-based, that's experience-based, where businesses are crafting. Businesses that are winning are those that are crafting experiences and architecting this opportunity to connect in meaningful ways with people and bring these. You went in our conversation over dinner. You brought up this phrase, this positivity resonance. These micro moments of love is what what you referenced, I just think that's what this is all about. This is an opportunity for us to create these little micro moments that can happen with just eye contact or a genuine smile or someone like acknowledging that you are a human being.
Yeah.
It's really like the namaste mentality, you know? Yeah. It's the divine in me recognizes the divine in you.
Yeah.
It's the mikasa es su casa mentality as well, which is Mexican culture in all its glory.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That is, it is like, I value you. I in one of these interviews for Taco Incidents, I interviewed the CEO of an Everest trekking company that takes people up to base camp at Everest. For years they've been doing it. Binod is his name.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, for us, the visitor is God. I'm like, he's like, we want to treat people the way that we would treat deity if they were in front of us.
Wow.
Exactly, right? Like, imagine if all of our businesses, if even, forget business for a second, if all of our interactions as humans bumping into each other in this crazy life that we live, we're looking at each other as this, like, as God. As God does.
Yeah, it's like taking another level up, right? Like I've heard of like customer is king, you know, but like customer is God.
Yeah, like well, I know. It's like wow. Next level. I mean, leave it to the Nepali people, right? It's like that's... seriously. I mean, and you feel that when you're there. It's very real, you know?
Yeah.
So it's how do we restore that? And what I've found, you mentioned about tacos, and what I've found is that in the taco experience is this like... Mikasa, Sukasa, it's this whole, it's this showcase, this kind of masterclass in very simple things that they do that can create an extraordinary experience that keeps you loyal for life, you know? And you're like talking about it. It's where they remember your name. They look you in the eye. They're like making their taco right in front of you and they like want to get it. Yeah. You know, you like it extra crispy, al pastor, you know, whatever, pineapple.
Yeah.
And they genuinely want to give it to you the way that you want. And so how do we incorporate those types of simple principles into everything that we do in business and in life? So,
yeah, no, I love that. And I think it's critical. And I mean, all of us can, I think, remember both the bad and I think also, you know, some of the good experiences we had. You know, I was telling you about how, you know, it was like the day of my wedding.
This is so great.
And like, we were like so starving afterwards because like everybody eats but the bride and groom, you know, the whole time. And, And we were like literally in our same clothes and like on our way to like, you know, our wedding night basically. And, but we were starving. So we saw this like, we were not burger people, but we were just so hungry. So we stopped at this Smash Burger and this guy was like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And we're like, "Oh, we just got married." He's like, "Are you serious?" He's like, let me pay for your food. Give me, you know, he's like, "Get whatever you want. Let me pay for your food." And he literally paid for our food like with his own credit card.
Unreal.
And it was just like, I will never forget Smashburger.
Totally.
Because of that, you know?
Yeah.
And Stacy won't either, you know? So it's just, it's amazing what can happen when the customer really, you do see them as somebody to love.
Yeah.
And as a human, yeah. You know? So I love that. I love what you said about that. So what would you say is your mission in life right now? Mm.
Even to distill it down to fewer words, perhaps, is even just to spread love.
Mm.
I mean, I feel... like despite all of the challenges and weaknesses and, you know, and with all the strengths and gifts that I've been given and all of the interesting things and curveballs that life's thrown, I've felt such a tremendous love from friends, from family, from God. And that's my goal. Like, I want to help people. I just believe that the worth of every soul is great.
Mm.
And as because of all of the consistent and multiple thousands of brand interactions that we have all the time, if every one of those businesses cared just a little bit more at helping connect me to a sense of worth, or connect to help someone feel like a VIP, to help the bride and groom that comes into Smashburger,
yeah.
You know, feel like they're $1 million.
Yeah.
And then, that is the opportunity that we have as business leaders.
Yeah.
To create those types of experiences that make the world a better place. Because really, the great news is, I mean, there's all sorts of studies about the business results, upsides of and all of the positive, you know, in outcomes you can expect by creating an extraordinary brand and customer experience. But really, like, and of course, like, let's make as much money as we possibly can, and because that just means that we can do more good in the world, you know.
Right.
But this goes beyond that. We can let's be successful at business and do well for ourselves and contribute to society. But why stop there? You know, like, we can be a force for good in the world. We can make the world a better place one interaction at a time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And no matter what our business is involved in.
Yeah.
You referenced it earlier. I've been, recording and filming episodes of Taco Incidents.
Yes.
Which is
so cool.
where I have conversations with some brilliant CEOs about the secrets of creating an extraordinary brand experience that they've seen in their own businesses, and all over tacos. You know, we're eating at different taco places all over. So
it makes me want to be a CEO just so I can go get tacos with you.
Oh, man. It's been so good. And some of these days we've been filming, I've done 4 in one day. And so I'm like,
tacoed out.
Well, impossible for me, but.
I just had to throw it out there.
But it's still a lot of tacos in one day. And so, but it's been super amazing and really fun. One of the things that one of the biggest takeaways that I've had that's been super enlightening for me in talking with these extraordinary CEOs is that all of them have said it in with different words, but they've all said, look, I'm just trying to make the world a better place. I want to add value to my customers' lives. I want to create meaning for them, help them be better people. Well, and that's whether that's I'm running a pest control company or a SaaS company, a software company,
right.
Or I'm creating leather booties for babies, or it's a granola bar company or soda or whatever it is that my business is involved in. It didn't matter. And so much so, it was fascinating, you know, socks or like high end men's apparel, whatever it is, matter.
Right. Yeah.
Shoes, boots, outdoor gear.
Yeah.
It totally didn't matter because that was the vehicle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And in my case, I run a gourmet churro business. I mean, we're just doing it one churro at a time.
Right.
You know, we're making, we call it deep fried happiness.
Yeah.
You know?
Which it really is. It really is. You got to try these.
Oh man. Well, yeah, you have had your fair share.
I'm
really happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're great.
You and Stacy have done a really, really good job at coming by and seeing us whenever you can. So,
no, we love it. You don't have to make us.
Oh man, it's been. But really, like it. What's really cool is that I've learned through this Taco Incidents filming is that it doesn't matter. Like these leaders are. That's part of their legacy, not just financial success. But
yeah,
making the world a better place and a more happy place.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. And I totally agree with that. I think businesses have a huge role to play. I mean, Martin Seligman talks about this in his book Flourish, where he says, you know, in order for the world to flourish, you know, to be measurably flourishing, to hit this goal that I've talked about on this podcast, which is Perma 51, you know, by the year 2051, for half the world to be like measurably flourishing, like, it's gotta be large scale, and it's gotta be, you know, it's gotta be educational institutions, it's gotta be governments, and one of the big ones he says, it's gotta be businesses. Mm. You know, and I think that's huge right now in the world. I think the world is globalizing, you know, it's becoming a global, more global, less, localized. Yeah. And I think because of business, so many things are possible in that sense, and I think this is the ripple effect that you envision.
Absolutely.
All right, yeah,
absolutely.
Do you feel like it also makes employees, as a part of these businesses, right, happier as well? You know, that make an effort to provide this better experience.
I mean, it is, not only is it inseparable, but I actually think that the employee, I prefer to say team, but that the team experience is just because I think you feel it's more inclusive. It's a more inclusive, you know, term.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be your actually foundational focus.
Yeah.
If you have a thriving internal culture and you have the right people that are fully, you know, immersed and embedded in what your brand and your company are trying to accomplish and your mission, they can do anything, and they're going to surprise you with the wonderful things that they're going to do. And how you treat your customers like gold, they will treat, your team like gold.
Yeah.
And they in turn will automatically treat your customers like gold. The customer experience is kind of the sequel.
Yeah.
But the prequel is your thriving internal culture. You create the type of culture that is where you're empowering your people, where they feel trusted, where they feel like they are part of something that's special and different, and that's making a difference in people's lives. The more that you can create that as a leader, then it's almost like interchangeable with what I said about the Taco Incidents interviews. You know, you could pivot and decide that you're going to stop making beauty products and now you're going to start making lawnmowers or barbecues or whatever it is, because you have the right people that are bought into making a difference in the world in whatever it is that you're doing. And you can, they'll surprise you, you know, with the ways that they're delighting your customers. And so it's absolutely, without a question, mission critical. If you put your people first, your internal people, your team first, it's not customers first for me. It's team first. That's
huge.
And because then they will treat your customers like gold.
Yeah.
Because you treat them like gold.
Yeah.
And you care about them.
Yeah. Thank you for talking about that a little bit more in depth. And I feel like there's so much that could be said with this, and I'm excited to see kind of this, where this goes for you too. So what do you think is kind of next on your list for things to do with this, this vision of the taco incidents?
Sure. Well, we got to change the world one taco at a time. And how that's going about for me is, I'm in the process. I mean, I've been on the relentless search for the perfect taco for, you know, all of my adult life. And, so I'm expanding my Instagram account into a more robust, kind of masterclass in how to create an extraordinary brand and customer experience. So what that looks like for me is I'm writing a book. And then to launch the book will be The Search for the Perfect Taco, you know, this kind of crazy, unconventional and unexpected journey to discover, you know, it's kind of like, wait, you're going to tell me you're going to learn something transformative for my business and life from a taco stand.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. And so that's what this book is all about. It's kind of this combination between like a foodie book and a business and personal development book. So one that I want you to be salivating as you're looking at these color pictures, gritty pictures of tacos all over the world, and you're like, I gotta eat that next time I'm in, you know, Austin or wherever. But then you're learning these really fascinating principles of and key takeaways, like maybe it was an experience that we had when we were eating that taco, or maybe it's something about the way that the owner has trained their team, or maybe it was something that happened on the way, you know, maybe our tire blew on the highway and we had this crazy experience. So anyway, so the book, we're looking to release the book next year. And we'll do so with a national taco tour, which you're invited and everyone listening is invited. We're going to be searching for the best taco in America, 2 months, all the way across America. And then we will, and no doubt it's going to happen. We're going to have these really aha moments of like, wow, that was really cool the way that just happened. And then hopefully we'll all look at it with a different set of eyes and realize that there's IDEO talks about getting out of your context to learn things that could be transformative. And so let's get out of our context and like, eat some freaking amazing tacos and learn something that could really make a difference for our business and our lives. And so that's the whole point of the taco tour. Leading up to that, I'm speaking more at universities and business gatherings and that's been really, really fun. I'm engaged in some consulting with brand customer experience and even culture, internal culture development as well. And then, of course, the Taco Incidents videos, which are going to be we're looking to release them in 2 seasons, and we'll be releasing them online.
Awesome.
And I'm so excited because these are some gems of wisdom from these CEOs.
Seriously.
And I mean, it is. There's some powerful the businesses that they have created and architected, and they're doing amazing things. And not just that, and everything from like a very small business to a very large business with 500,000 customers and beyond, you know, they're making a difference in the world.
Yeah.
And I think there's some tremendous nuggets that we can learn from what they've done and how they are applicable to any of our businesses, but any of our lives too.
That's awesome.
So all these secrets of like brand experience.
So excited
that they're sharing in super conversational way, just like this. You know, it's really been a blast.
Yeah, I want to ask you one more kind of big question that I like to ask my guests on the podcast, which is, what any other advice would you give to the listeners who just are craving a more happy life right now?
One of the most important things that has given me a foundation and an undercurrent of happiness, because, and I say undercurrent and foundation because we have bad days. You know, we have really rough days. I've had some myself. And yeah. You can even have a day that has like the highest highs and like your happiness meter's like off the charts. And then in that same moment of often, sometimes you're like dashed to pieces and you feel like scum and like no one loves you and you're like, why are you even here and whatever. Like, this is what happens to us. This is the journey of life. And what has helped me have a foundation of happiness and this undercurrent that despite the difficulties and the unexpected curveballs that happen all the time, I still feel this sense of hope and optimism and happiness in life and a deep meaning, a deep sense of purpose on a daily basis. And the advice that I would have would be to spend time in like some deep personal work. Spend time with yourself.
Yeah.
Undistracted, solitude. In solitude with yourself, and in my case, with God. And if you believe in a divine being, whoever you turn to for spiritual enlightenment and kind of direction, that with yourself and with deity is something that has brought me such deep meaning and purpose in my life, and that true, real, raw happiness, which doesn't mean that you're like bouncing off the walls like, you know, all the time. And it's almost more like it allows you to still lean into and be sad because you know that there's hope and you know that there's still happiness despite all of the challenges of life. And so for me, that's looked like personal meditate, like a quiet meditation on a daily basis. It's reading holy words, scriptures, you know, inspirational text, whatever you turn to.
Yeah, yeah.
And for higher thoughts, you know, I think sometimes we get so, but the thing is to just have deep work, undistracted, quiet, peaceful, you know, allow yourself to feel connected with God or the universe or whoever,
right.
Wherever you find that center, that peace. Mm. And for me, that's been like meditation, prayer, reading, and surrounding myself with inspirational text, even inspirational conversations with other people. All of those things have helped me remember my purpose, remember that we are all loved, that I'm loved, that you're loved, that beyond anything that we can fully understand, and that we have a bigger place here in the world.
Yeah.
We have opportunity to also add our little piece of our little contribution to make it a more happy life.
I love that. Man, thank you so much for sharing that. And man, thank you so much for talking about this critical piece of I think what could make the world a much more happy place. I'm excited to watch your journey, and I'm excited to see these videos with CEOs eating tacos and dropping bombs. And so tell us now, where can people find you if they want to follow this, they want to check out the taco tour, you know, where can they find you?
Yeah, for sure. So mostly all humans are on the search for the perfect taco. That's why I called it that. So I'm on Instagram. The handle is search for the perfect taco. All of those words. And then that's the website as well. You can sign up to get updates and email, you know, when we're actually making all of this happen. So it's awesome. A lot of it's in the works. And so it's going to be happening very soon. But search for the perfect taco is the best place for all of that information. Stay tuned there. And then come with us on the taco tour. I mean, let's just wherever we are, we're going to go. We're hitting up like 23 metropolitan areas in the United States. There's a good chance we'll be close to wherever you are.
That's exciting.
And just come and eat great tacos and learn and be inspired by simple things that could change the world.
That's excellent. Thanks so much, Scott.
Yeah, it's been so awesome. Thanks, Andy.
Absolutely.